Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The first question we want to ask is why we are always hangry. You know, there's that hangry word. Is hangry even a thing? This is what we wanted to try and understand. Why is it that we're always hungry? And is it true that our emotions can be affected by the fact that we feel hungry? Dr. Janine Sachs is a healthcare practitioner specializing as a nutritionist and a dietitian. Good morning. Thanks for joining. How are you doing?
Morning, Howard. Well, and yourself?
I am very well. Thank you for asking. So, first of all, is hangry a thing? Let's start there.
For sure. No doubt about it.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought I was losing my mind. Yeah.
Your food is your fuel. If you think of a car and it doesn't have petrol in, it's going to go clunk, clunk, clunk and be angry. If your body doesn't have fuel in it, your sugar levels are going to dip, and that's enough to make you irritable. So, no doubt about it.
What is the best thing to do when you feel hangry?
To have something healthy to eat. Obviously, your emotions will automatically usually point you in the direction of a quick fix kind of food, which is often not a healthy choice, which is just going to keep you in a spiral of not being healthy. Your sugar levels are going to keep spiraling out of control. So if you are feeling hangry, you should actually sit down and make yourself a healthy something to eat. Even a slice of brown bread with peanut butter would be enough to stabilize your sugar levels and get you back on track.
So often it is about the sugar levels. And when we have eaten and we just somehow we've eaten, we know in our minds we've eaten enough, but we just want something else afterwards. What's with that?
Sure, Howard. So I think you just need to work out for yourself what is hunger versus wanting to eat just because something's there or the thought of something.
Mm.
Let me start off by saying that being hungry isn't a bad thing. Nobody's ever got a problem with being thirsty. We don't shout at our bodies and say, why am I always thirsty? And to be hungry is not a bad thing. It's your body telling you you need food.
Right.
So I think the most important thing is to not go into a meal too hungry. And when you're hungry, eat so that you don't become starving at the next meal. And then often that satisfaction doesn't set in for a while because your body's isn't ready to catch up with the fact that there's actually food inside it. So I think the main thing is to eat when you're hungry and not keep pushing it off and saying, it's wrong that I'm hungry, and so that you aren't starving and there is time to register that you've eaten.
And how long does it take to register that we've eaten?
So I think there's no exact time. It also depends on the speed that you're eating. If you're going to eat fast, again, there's that bigger delay between your mind catching up with what's actually going on with your digestive system. So I think it depends how quickly you eat and the setup. So if you're eating in a relaxed environment, it would all register and get in sync quicker than if you were eating on the go and running and not even having time to register.
I was told some years ago that there's some people that have almost a gene, and you can find it in the DNA, that they are more easily satiated or they don't register that they're satiated. What's your thought on that?
It is correct. You can do genetic testing to find out what your gene profile is in terms of satiety, craving for food and so on. And what's helpful to, if you've done the test and you get the genes, what's helpful then is just to know that, okay, yes, that definitely is something, and you work around it. So, for example, if you've got a gene that predisposes you to sweet cravings, you make sure that you're not in a position where you're going to feel like something sweet. So, for example, get to the point where you're hangry, because then your automatic first choice would be something super sweet. So it does empower you in terms of food choices to know what your genes are, and you can test for that.
And if you don't have that, when you're satiated, what can you do about that?
I'd say maybe take a break. If you're aware that you're eating too much, but you want to put a stop to it, then maybe remove yourself from the kitchen or the table and distract yourself with another activity.
And I guess also maybe even have somebody else dish up for you, because then you've taken that, if you don't have that measure, then perhaps you can ask somebody to assist you.
For sure.
Yeah. So it is an actual thing that some people feel more satiated than others.
For sure. Yes, it is scientific. There is scientific proof behind it, for sure. Yeah, but I'd say before you even go and having to think, no, I need a test and all these kind of things, just do the, tick the basic blocks. Did I start start off my day with breakfast. Have I had enough to drink? Even being thirsty can trigger. Your body might register as I'm hungry.
Yeah, I definitely can't tell the difference between hunger and thirst. And I know I'm an adult male and I should be able to do this, but I don't. Yeah. I can't. And somehow I do confuse the two.
So then have a glass of water first and then say, okay, has that hit the spot or do I actually need food?
So one of our listeners asking about leptin, a hormone called leptin. What is that?
So, look, in terms of all hormones that are going to affect your appetite and how your sugar levels are stabilized or not. So if you're concerned about satiety and whether it's more of a chemical thing, then you can definitely go to a health professional and do blood tests and genetic testing and see if it's something that you need to work around.
Absolutely fascinating. It is 8:16. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. Janine Sachs, healthcare practitioner specializing as a nutritionist and dietitian. Thank you for joining us.